Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 81. This episode is brought to you by... As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio. Do you want to build a mailing list? What about create a course? What about build a membership? However, you don't want to pay thousands of dollars to do that. You want to do it at a reasonable price. Well, Podia can help. Podia allows you to do all of these things and more for a fraction of what the competitor is asking. Sign up for Podia today and let's get your course created. Let's get your mailing list built and let's get your membership going right now. There's a great lesson to be learned from the Great Resignation. Millions of women have left their place of employment to start their own dream, their own dream business, their own dream life. And they did that because they were not fulfilled. They didn't feel like they were living out their purpose, or they feel like they had a better way to serve and a better way to make their impact. But living your purpose loudly and fully doesn't come without consequence. You have all sorts of naysayers out there, all sorts of challenges and obstacles out there to force you back where you came from. In this episode, I will talk about this. Are you ready? Grab your pen and paper, your lime water, and let's get started. Galvanizing women has always been on my heart because I feel like there are countless of women out there, countless women out there are just bored to tears, bored to death, living a life that doesn't fit them, living a life that doesn't fulfill them, living a life that is just for show, living a life that is just for pleasing others and not themselves. And the Great Resignation really gave a lot of women a way out of that. But there are ups and downs of living your purpose loudly and fully. Because whenever you start to shine, whenever you start to show up, step up and show up and really start serving in the best way possible, you will unnerve some people. Some people will not like that. Because you know what? They are fearful of their own potential. They are afraid to take their own risk. So that when you are stepping out of the shadows and stepping into the light, they find that intimidating. All right? So that is something I know a lot of women go through. And, perhaps some men. But the thing is, we are so caught up in the people pleasing. We are so caught up in trying to make everybody happy. And really, we really cannot understand why our support system or friends and families doesn't see things our way. Our friends or families don't support us in doing what we want to do, what we feel called to do. And one thing I do know is that you can't be your best self if you are worried about what people think of you. You can't be the best leader if you are worried about what people think of you, how they will judge you, what they will say about you. You can't be the best cook or the best designer or the best whatever you want to be if you're so concerned about what others will say, what others will do, and how they will try to sabotage you. It is a very challenging situation Because what happened is you must continue. You must show up. You must take the risk to follow your calling. It will be a struggle for sure, but it is possible. So I just want to encourage women out there who may be facing that, who may be sitting at home or in a job or doing something that you would rather not be doing. You don't feel fulfilled. You have dreams, you have goals, you have desires. You really want to do things. You really want to do things that really call out to you, that inspires you, that motivates you, that brings you alive. But you are afraid to step out and you are afraid to do it because other people might think you're crazy. Other people might say, what's wrong with her? Why does she want to do that? Who does she think she is? That is why it's so important for you to surround yourself with like-minded people who understands what you're doing, what you're going through, your challenges. Right? Because probably no one in your house will get what you're doing. They don't understand your language. You're speaking a different language. And maybe that's why they cannot understand it. They don't understand it. And because they don't understand it, they might ridicule it. They might put it down. They might want to make you feel guilty about pursuing it. They might want to make you feel like you're doing something completely wrong. Okay? They might even try to say that you are neglecting your family, you are neglecting your duties, or you are stepping out of your bounds. But if you are to be the best that you can be, if you are to serve who you're supposed to serve, if you are supposed to follow your calling, you have to take on that challenge. You have to take on that challenge to prove them wrong. Okay? And you have to take that challenge to let some people go. You cannot be afraid to let people go. The people who don't support you, the people who keep sabotaging you, who keep making things worse for you. Right? You were born to live your purpose, and no one else can live it for you. So even if somebody cannot understand your calling, cannot see what you're talking about, that's okay. That's absolutely okay, because you know what? They were not the one called. You were called. So the message, the purpose is yours, not theirs. I'm sure they have their own, but you have your own, and you can only be concerned about your own. Right? So when people don't understand what you're trying to do, sometimes, you know, they go to a point where they sabotage you. So that's why you have to be mindful of who you share your dreams with. Sometimes you have to work in silence. Sometimes you have to announce the project when it's done. Sometimes you just have to keep grinding until you fulfill that goal, that dream, that desire. Because if you share your every win with them, they will not celebrate you. They will not be joyful for you. Okay? Because what happens is when you step out of your fear, when you stare fear in the face and you say, well, I'm going to live my purpose loudly and boldly, you make them feel bad about themselves. Well, I just want to say, not you make them feel bad, but they feel bad about themselves because they feel small because of the work that you're doing. Because you're elevating yourself. You're taking risks. You are facing your fears. You're doing things that seemed impossible. And now, instead of joining you, instead of asking you, how are you doing it? Instead of asking you, can you help me do this, if that's what they want to do too? But no, they want to resist. They want to make you feel bad. They want to judge you. okay? Because that's a way for them to feel better about themselves, better about their decisions, not to act. Okay? Because when you actually face your fears, you shine a bright light in their face. And they don't like that, because that bright light helps them to see their fears, and they're not willing. They're not willing to face their own fears. So they hope that you would kind of stay in the corner where you were and not really remind them of their inadequacy. And some of them will go so far to sabotage your success. And at times, you know, I talk about forgiveness a lot because, yes, you will need to forgive them because essentially they are your friends and your family. And they cannot understand what you're doing. All right? And you, in a sense, cannot expect them to understand what you're doing because, you know, they are not in that same mindset. They are not in that same mindset. They have not shown up for themselves. And therefore, they don't expect you to show up for yourself. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stop hiding. I want you to stop playing safe. I want you to really be prepared to really live your life loudly and fully. And stop waiting. Stop waiting. Stop asking for permission. Because really no one should give you permission to live your calling. That is from God. God put that calling on your heart, and nobody has to give you permission to follow that. Okay, so that's my message for you today. And if you think this message will help somebody that you know, a friend, you know, please share this podcast episode with them. Also, go to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. That is how other people will find the podcast. That is how they will be encouraged and inspired as well to take action and to create the life they really love. Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time.